Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click Promote and publicize your congregation to the world.
Time to read a few blogs. We like to read blogs here at Issues Etc. The blogosphere has been a good friend to us, in spite of a rocky beginning some years back. Very good friend to us. So I've got about 150, 160 blogs that I peruse every week. And when we come to Friday, Jeff and I try and pick what he thinks is the pick of the week, and I pick mine. We'd never come to the same decision. And we like to read just a bit of each one of those blog posts. Now, if you have a blog and you'd like us to read it and consider it for Blog of the Week every week on Issues Etc., just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote, and there you will find the widget. You'll recognize it. It looks like the Issues Etc. logo and some instructions on how to put it on your blog. And then when you have it there, email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know where your blog is and that you have the widget. We'll start reading it and consider it every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. And Jeff always goes first.
My blog of the week is a blog called Drowning Myself Whenever I Can by Pastor Charlie Lehman, a regular guest on this show. It's the blog post titled, God Does Not Desire the Death of a Sinner. It's tempting for many of us to look at the death of Michael Jackson with just a little bit of quiet happiness. Though he was never convicted of the crime, many think he may have been a child molester. It's quite possible that he was. But it's worth remembering that Jesus loves rapists, child molesters, wife beaters, politicians, and even you and me. Jesus was so grieved by the eternal death that Michael Jackson, you and I deserve, that he was willing to be arrested for a crime he didn't commit, undergo the worst torture the humans had conceived of to that day, and suffer the most ignominious death imaginable. He even underwent being utterly forsaken by God the Father. He died completely alone, with all the sins of the entire history of the world on his shoulders. If it would have been only for Michael Jackson, Jesus still would have done it. He loved him that much, even if he was a child molester. So here is my request. Do not begrudge the grief of those who mourn for Michael Jackson. Since it would appear that Jackson ended his life in fellowship with the Watchtower Society, there's probably no one more grieved at his death than God. It was God's hatred of death, even the death of Michael Jackson, that moved him to destroy it once and for all on the cross. Jesus' grave is empty, and so shall all graves be. Do not rejoice over the death of a sinner, even if you are not mourning. Besides, what makes you better than a rapist or a child molester? Your sin has earned the same reward as theirs has, but your sin has also been forgiven by the same Savior. What a wonderful God he is. My pick for blog post of the week, Drowning Myself Whenever I Can.
Mine comes from a blog by a longtime listener. The blog is called Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross, and I was attracted to the title of this blog post for obvious reasons, why the historic liturgy and Issues Etc. mean so much to me. The author of the blog writes someplace down in this post, says, during my podcast binge, I stumbled across Issues Etc. I probably found them by Googling Lutheran podcast or some such thing. I don't remember what the first episode was I heard, but it was Pastor Wilkins' sermon reviews that really turned me around. It's what turned on the light for me. What I hadn't been able to put my finger on before was that none of these churches, the churches he had been attending, were about Christ for me and the forgiveness of my sins. I found the address of an LCMS congregation on the Issues Etc. website, went to visit one Sunday with just my, at the time, infant daughter. The service itself used the historic liturgy, so I knew that I was getting a good dose of Christ for me. So I listened intently to the sermon and clearly heard Christ for me, the sinner. I went one more time before bringing my family just to make sure it wasn't an anomaly. And praise Christ, it was not. He later joined Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, and he goes on to talk about his journey from the emptiness of pop American evangelicalism to the solid faith of the Lutheran Reformation. And every time I read a story like that in a blog post or any place else, whether or not it includes Issues Etc., warms my heart to know that the Reformation is still alive and well. My pick for blog of the week this week, why the historic liturgy and issues, etc., means so much to me, and the blog is Vocation in the Valley, Life Under the Cross.